Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, just a note to listeners that the following item contains details which some people may find distressing, because a report by the Journal investigates shows that the number of children under 17 receiving support under a Tusla-led programme for sexually harmful behaviour has increased by more than 40% in the last year. The report reveals how rising referrals to the National Interagency Prevention Programme has led to more services being rolled out across the country to cope with demand. It comes as child safety experts here warn that the porn industry is targeting younger and younger school children online. Well, Patricia Devlin is a reporter with the Journal Investigates, and she joins me now. Patricia, you're very welcome. You might give me some background on this investigation.
Yes, so Cormac, we began looking into the issue of pornography use in young people a number of months ago, and the catalyst for that was comments made by two separate circuit court judges in a matter of days of each other. So one of those judges was Mr. Justice Paul Burns, who during the sentencing of a young man in a sexual assault case said there appears to be an increasing number of cases of young men before the courts charged with sexual offences where access to online pornography has been a factor in their offending. So we did some initial research in terms of court reports over the last year involving young people convicted of sexual crimes, and found 14 of these involved crimes where pornography use was deemed a factor in offending. So it was clear there was an issue, and from there we reached out to agencies and experts for information and statistics if possible.
And what are the other agencies saying then?
So we spoke to, we first asked TUSLA to provide us some figures in relation to its National Interagency Prevention Programme. So this is an intervention and support service for children aged from 3 to 17 years who display what they call sexually harmful or abusive behaviour. And like you said, we found the referrals for that service has increased by 40% in a year. So in 2023, the programme received 58 referrals, where last year it received 83. And TUSLA also acknowledged that this rise, it stated that the demand on their support services had been steadily increasing over the last number of years. And as a result, they've had to roll out more services around the country.
And your investigation, Patricia, showed how porn is seeking out children online. Explain that to me.
So when I spoke to quite a number of experts in online safety, child safety, education, and what they were finding was that the algorithms which would target you or me being a 38-year-old mum, so I would get specific ads for things or subscription suggestions, they found that the porn industry was using those algorithms to target teenage girls and boys with explicit material. And they say that the porn industry does that in the hope that in the future these young people will become consumers.
It's really frightening, this investigation. Well, finally, can I ask you what the platforms, what the apps have been saying?
Yeah, so it would be impossible to contact all the platforms involved. It's widespread and it's a global issue. It's not just happening in Ireland, but we did reach out to Meta over one teacher's concern surrounding WhatsApp after he became aware of a group of around 100 first-year students who had set up a WhatsApp group specifically to share pornography. And Meta said that all users have options to control who they can add to groups, and they can report unknown users. So we also reached out to the new media regulator who said that they are committed to ensuring a media landscape that upholds the rights, well-being and development of children. And they say that Part B of their code, which was launched in October, will go into effect from July.
Okay, well, it's this investigation can be read on the Journal, and it's really a service to parents and users of social media, especially, and of basically for everyone in that age group, that cohort that you're referring to. Thank you very much indeed for telling us about it. Patricia Devlin, reporter with the Journal Investigates, thank you for joining us.